feel like guys are over, you know, obviously such a disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you lose like that, anytime he's losing the league, it takes a toll. I mean, it takes a few days, but we got a lot of character and we got a lot of veterans in there. So, I mean, we're definitely moving on. We know we got some games left and we've got to get ready.
Jay, 16 games down, so you're efficient in every way, not a rookie anymore.
Awesome.
It's
relieving.
What was the toughest part about the first 16?
Toughest part about the first 16. I mean, it's a it's spaced out. I mean, it made it easier. I mean, it wasn't coming in and just going 16 straight, obviously going five, and then having an entire off season to get ready made it a lot easier. But I mean, it's a long season. I mean, I think especially on the younger guys that haven't been through it and haven't been through a whole season, it's long, it's tough, it's grueling, it takes a toll on your body and your mind. And I mean, I think that's probably the hardest part to get used to, because I mean, right now college football is kind of shutting down, so your body is kind of used to those 4 or 5 years of going 10, 11, 12 games and then being done. So it's a long season.
I know it wasn't your choice, but how much did it help to have that off season in between to, you know, originally get your feet wet and then kind of...
It made a huge difference. I mean, to be able to go in there for five games and get a feel for everything and go through some of the ups and downs and then be able to have a whole season to talk about it, look at it on film, go through the off season, the training camps as a starter, as the first team guy, and getting all the reps, it made a huge difference.
Comfortable do you feel now that you got 16?
Well, I feel a lot more. I mean, after the first five this year, I felt so much more comfortable. I mean, things come to you. I mean, you're just out there reacting. You're not out there thinking as much and wondering where guys are going to be. You get the play call and you see the entire picture and know where everyone's going to be, know what your hot routes are. I mean, just got a better feel in the pocket, when to step up, when to get out. So it experience makes a big difference.
See much of a difference now between the Raiders of week two?
Still a good defense, you know. Giving up a little bit on the run these past five, six games. Still doing well against the pass, still doing well against third downs, forcing turnovers. They got a fast group. I mean, good corners, strong linebacking crew, a good front four. So, I mean, they still is doing a lot of the same stuff. I mean, but making plays still.
How much is Tony grown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, last year, me, B. Marsh, and Tony were kind of out there just running around, trying to make plays, not really sure what was going on. But it took Tony a little bit longer than I think me and B because of his foot, getting back from that broken foot in the off season, and just gaining his confidence and getting back into hitting and his blocking well. So he's came a long way since the beginning of the season. I mean, we kind of expected it, but we knew that it was going to take a little bit longer. So it's good to have him out there making plays for us.
Where's that catch rate in the ones you've seen?
It's up there, isn't it? I mean, he did it last year in San Diego, kind of tipped one up in the air and made an acrobatic catch. So he's got good body control, great hands, sees the ball well, and he wants to make big catches for us. I mean, I think that's the most important part. He wants the ball, has a good feel for coverages, knows when he's going to be open, knows when I'm going to come to him. So him and Brandon and Stoke, they're playing well right now. I think last week we limited him a lot on third downs and then whenever Stoke kind of needed a blow, he'd come in. So it was kind of more of a feeler game for him, just get out there and see how it felt. And I talked to him after the game. I didn't really go at him because I wasn't for sure where he was going to be, how he was going to feel. But I talked to him after the game and he said everything felt great. I think he's looking forward to this week of getting in there with Stoke a little banged up. So I think he'll definitely be more of a factor.
What goes through your mind when you hear about the Sean Taylor?
It's tough. I mean, obviously we've dealt with it here. I've dealt with it in college. It's just, what can you say about it? I mean, it's one of those senseless acts that takes away a life. And I mean, it's tough. I feel for the Redskins. Obviously, the Bronco team and organization has been through it. It's not going to go away for a while, obviously. They're still going to be thinking about it next year and the year after that. I mean, he's just a great player, obviously. I mean, I didn't know him, but I heard he was a good guy. And Patrick Ramsey played with him and said he was a good dude. Obviously, had some problems in the past, had overcome them, and was getting his life on track on and off the field. So it's tough. I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to him.
I mean, you guys had the advantage, disadvantage, whatever it was,
In the off-season, yeah.
You didn't have to play.
Yeah.
How was the situation that for them to come back a day later?
Oh, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, having to play this Sunday and then turn around and play Thursday. So, I mean, 2 games in 10 days, 11 days. That's tough. I mean, every time that I've had to deal with it, it's been in the off season in college and here, and it makes a big difference. I mean, you don't have to go to work, you don't have to concentrate. It's going to be tough for those guys. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe they'll rally around it and pull it together. But I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine going through it.
You've been moving the ball all year, and the last few games you've been.
Put up a few points too, huh?
What do you think? Has there been a
No. I mean, it's just guys. We've been moving the ball. We've been getting down the red zone all year. We're just not having those stupid penalties and kicking ourselves in the toe. I mean, we've had a few big plays, obviously, some really big plays for touchdowns. But guys are just doing what they're supposed to. We're getting down to the red zone, and everyone's tightening up a little bit and not having those penalties and not having those turnovers. And we're taking care of the ball. Won the turnover battle the last three games. So guys are just doing what they're supposed to.
You still had a couple drives last week that kind of stalled.
Yeah.
Being close. Is that the one thing that's going to take you guys over the top to being a dominant offense? We can get that going.
Putting up 34 points the last couple of games, 27 in Kansas City. I mean, two of those games on the road. I mean, you're not going to score every time. I mean, those guys get paid too. I mean, they watch film, they get paid, they know what's coming, and they're going to make some plays. So, I mean, two of those down the red zone are my fault. I mean, missed some guys. So, it's going to happen. But, I mean, I'll take 34 and whatever amount of yards we have, I mean, every other game. I mean, that's good.
You guys good?
Thanks.
Thanks, sir. Not sure how.